Hi, this is Molly, and I just wanted to take a quick moment to acknowledge the financial strain so many families are facing right now. This episode is about saving strategies, and we know not everyone is able to save money right now. However, there are many families who are able to develop better money management skills, and we hope the information provided in this episode
is a helpful resource during National Financial Capability
Month. Hi, and welcome to Money Talk. This podcast is intended to provide financial professionals with tools, research, and resources that encourage their professional growth and make a positive impact on the work they're doing with families. I'm Molly Herndon, and I serve as the program coordinator for the Military Families Learning Network's Personal Finance Concentration Area. I'm joined by Dr. Barbara O'Neill, the owner of Money Talk Financial Planning Seminars and Publications, where she writes, speaks, and reviews content about personal finance. Thank you for joining us. All right, we're going to talk about savings today, Barbara O'Neill. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Molly.
Okay.
Thank you.
So what should people be saving money for?
Well, there's a lot of reasons to save money. Probably the most critical one for people is for emergencies. And the typical advice is 3 to 6 months expenses. But I normally find that people's eyes kind of glaze over when you say that, because it's just a large sum of money for a lot of people. For some people, 3 to 6 months expenses could be a five-figure sum. So bottom line is save what you can, as much as you can. Even if it takes you a couple years, get yourself a good emergency fund so you have some money to backstop you in case you lose income or hours or at work. And then from there, once you've got kind of an emergency fund set aside, then you want to be working also on your goals. And you can be saving for multiple goals at the same time. So you may have short-term goals, things that you want to accomplish in maybe 3 years or less. And then medium-term might be like 3 to 10 years. And then out beyond 10 years would be your long-term goals. So some examples might be you want to take a vacation within a year. That would be short-term. Maybe you want to buy a new car or a new-to-you car in 4 years. That might be medium-term. And then looking out at either college savings for a child or retirement might be something that would fall in the long-term category.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so how can people get started?
Well, I think you need to kind of mentally say to yourself, I'm going to start saving money, and just buy into the concept that it's important to do. And then really think about, well, why are you saving money? You know, give yourself some reasons to save, because it's really hard to save for saving's sake if you don't have a goal. So if you can come up with a goal that has a price and a time deadline on it, it's going to be a lot more motivating than just saying, okay, I want to save some money.
Mm-hmm. So saving for a specific trip, for example, rather than just some general pot of money.
Exactly. Yeah, you have to have some reason to save, because otherwise it's tempting to just spend all your money as you earn it.
Mm-hmm. So what is the goal setting process from start to finish?
Well, I think first of all, you kind of have to have the concept of what am I saving for? And then from there, I would just find some resources to help you finish it out. So there's a number of online calculators. If you just Google financial goal setting calculator, you'll find a bunch of them. There's also some worksheets that are out there as well if you want to do it paper and pencil. Or you can just simply do some math and say, okay, well, I've got $5,000 I want to save, and I want to do it in 5 years, and you've got $1,000 a year, you know, give or take with the interest. You pretty much can just kind of rough it out that way. So again, it's having that goal and that time deadline and then just doing the math.
Mm-hmm. So what are things that people can do to get started?
Well, I think what you want to do is say to yourself, okay, I want to start saving as soon as possible. And if you can start saving today, you could literally start doing something today. You could start putting change in a jar. You could perhaps do any number of savings challenges that are out there online. For military families, you could sign up for the Thrift Savings Plan if you're not already enrolled. And if you're already in the TSP, you might look at maybe increasing the percentage of your pay that you're taking out for the TSP. So those are all things that people can do almost immediately, you know, just by contacting either their employer or deciding that they want to do something. Probably the best times to save money and to increase what you're already saving is if you have any kind of income increase, like maybe you have some kind of side hustle that will pay you some income for a short period of time, or if you're fortunate to have any kind of expenses that go down, like childcare or your car payments, and those would be really great times to save money as well.
The America Saves campaign encourages people to save with a plan. What does saving with a plan look like?
Well, it's kind of what we were talking about before, that it's saving where you have some reason to save rather than just say, okay, I'm going to save money. So it would start with researching the total cost of your savings goal. So if you want to take a vacation trip, you got to figure out what it's going to cost. Or if you're thinking about buying a car, what would be the price point for that car that you're thinking about buying, or at least the down payment on a car that you want to save. And then you just do the math. So you're going to divide the cost of the savings goal by the number of months to get the periodic savings. And like I said before, there's lots of worksheets and calculators online. Typically, they will give you an annual savings amount, but then you can take that annual amount and divide it by 12 for monthly savings, or you can divide it by 26 if you get paid twice, you know, every 2 weeks. So you can kind of work it out so you can figure out what the savings amount is that's aligned to the frequency of your income. And then, like I said before, you don't have to sequence the goals, so you can't do goal B before you do goal A. You can have a list of goals that you're funding at the same time, like maybe you're putting some money in for emergencies, you're saving for a car, and you're also putting some money into maybe a savings plan at work, like TSP for military families. And you can have all of those goals going on at the same time. And sometimes it's helpful to have a spreadsheet. So, and then you just break it down. Like I said, you just do the math and you figure out, okay, each goal is going to cost so much amount of money. And, you know, how much are you going to be saving per month for each of those goals that you have on your list?
Mm-hmm. Can you give some examples of plan savings?
Sure. So let's say somebody has a $10,000 goal. They've identified something that they either want to buy or do that costs $10,000. And they want to do it in 3 years. So you do the math, it comes out to $3,333 a year. And that's a pretty big sum, and most people aren't going to be able to come up with, you know, $3,000 all at once. But if they get paid every 2 weeks, it would turn out to be $128 and change biweekly. And if the goal happened to be retirement and you had an amount that you wanted to save, in some cases, including TSP, there's some employer matching as well. So you don't even have to save the whole amount. Some of it could be coming from the match money that you're getting from your employer.
Right. So what are some tools and resources to save with a plan?
Well, there's lots of resources online at Rutgers Cooperative Extension. We have a financial goal setting worksheet that people can download. Bankrate has a lot of calculators, financial calculators that people can download and use. And then for military families particularly of use would be the TSP websites. They have a whole page just full of calculators for various types of math calculations that people might make. And so I would encourage people to look into that, particularly if they're participants in the TSP, to look at these calculators that can show them, for example, the difference between maybe saving 3% of your pay versus 4% and how that can really add up over time.
Yeah, and of course, I'll link all of those resources you mentioned in the notes for the podcast, so you can find them there. And what does research say about plan savings?
Well, a number of studies have been done. People at America Saves have done some research, and others as well, academics. And what they have found is that people who are planners, and that's really what saving with a plan is you're making a plan for where you're wanting to put your money and what you want it to do in the future. Planners at all income levels, so it doesn't matter whether the family has a $20,000 income or a $200,000 income, they've actually found that at all income levels, people who are planners, who are more future-minded, do better financially. They save more, they have more money set aside in savings, and they are less stressed out about their finances because, I guess, because they have that cushion, but also because they have that sense of control and they have that sense that they're moving toward a goal in the future.
Mm-hmm. What are the benefits of saving with a plan?
Well, like I said, it makes people more future-minded because if you have a plan, it forces you to think about what you want, you know, what you're saving money for and when you want it. And it also helps people see their progress. So if you have a plan and you want to save $5,000 and you have already saved, let's say, $2,500, you know that you're halfway there. Mm. So that's motivational. People tend to be motivated when they see progress toward a goal. So having that goal in the first place so you can track the progress can be really beneficial for people.
Right. How often should people review their savings plan?
Well, I think you need to give yourself a little bit of time to make progress. So I don't think it's something you have to be really anal about and like checking it every day or every week or something like that. But maybe every 6 to 12 months, you want to kind of really sit back and look at your savings plan and the progress that you've made. By that time, you probably will have received maybe at least 2 and possibly 4 statements from the custodians of your savings. So whether it's a bank or a credit union or a TSP, you would have received information about your account. So I think you need to have a little bit of time to see the progress that you're making. So I'd say, you know, every 6 to 12 months would be a good time. And then another good time to review your savings plan would be if you have any change in life circumstances. So whether it's a loss of income or a big raise, if it goes the other direction, marriage, for example, divorce, things like that, would be times where people would have to take another look at their finances and evaluate how they're doing.
Okay. Can you give some final tips for saving with a plan?
Sure. Well, I think first of all, if you can automate your savings when you have a regular paycheck. I used to just say automatic savings, but I know a lot of people have volatile incomes, and that's not always possible for people whose income goes up and down. But service members would have a steady paycheck, so it's something that would work for them to automate their savings, you know, sign up for TSP, have as much taken out of your paycheck as you can. And then if you do have a volatile income like the military spouses might, then save when you can. You know, particularly maybe if you're self-employed and you've got peaks and valleys when you have those good months, try to tuck away some money for those months where maybe you don't have as much freelance income. And then if you had any windfall, that's a great time to save with a plan. So just having a policy to maybe save half of your tax refund or more, but at least half. That would give you some money that you can build up as a cushion for emergencies, perhaps. And then another thing you might want to do is just get in the habit of doing savings challenges. And there's a whole bunch of them. I've created a bunch, and there's others out there as well. Probably the simplest one is the 30-day $100 savings challenge. And you just basically save $100 over the cost of 30 days, starting out with dollar deposits, and then the highest daily deposit would be $5 a day. So any of those things kind of give you some structure, because you're either automating savings, which is kind of taking it out automatically from your paycheck, that's structure, or you're completing a challenge and following the guidelines. So structure is really important.
Mm-hmm. Where can military family serving professionals get more information about plan savings?
Well, there's the program called Military Saves, and that's out there to support military families. Certainly, the personal financial management professionals on military installations, the PFMs, would be a really valuable support service for military families. And then also, we've got a number of webinars that we've done through the Military Families Learning Network through our personal finance team. Some of the titles that I just scanned through our inventory, we have webinars called Saving Strategies for Non-Savers, Successful Savings Techniques, and Saving Money Research Insights. So all of those could be beneficial to people as well.
Right. I can link to those webinar recordings as well. So a lot of great resources to get folks started. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening today. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcast or on Stitcher. Visit MilitaryFamiliesLearningNetwork.org to RSVP for upcoming webinars, watch recorded webinars, and read blog posts for military service providers. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.